Hey, Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is your host Ellen Marie with Motivation for Life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are back on Blog Talk Radio and I have a special treat for you. Oh my goodness, I have someone on the line who is near and dear to my heart, my aunt who wrote an amazing book, her first book. I'm so excited to talk to her about this book, A Pregnant Teenager, How I Made It Through. And she will be on the line here shortly to share and just can't wait to share everything with you, with her. So hold on, let me go ahead and try to get her in on the line. Bear with me one moment. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can. Thank you so much for coming on the line. Guys, this is my wonderful, beautiful aunt, Alice Nicole, Nicole Carter. And I'm super excited to have her on the line sharing about her book, her first book that she wrote, Autobiography, A Pregnant Teenager, How I Made It Through. Auntie, I'm so glad that you were able to get on today to talk about your book. And tell everyone, why did you decide to write this book and name it A Pregnant Teenager, How I Made It Through? What made you decide on the title for your first book?
Well, hello. First of all, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure being here and giving me the opportunity to share myself and my book with you. I've always wanted to write my life story, you know, how I grew up and where I'm at today. And if this happened, I was at my daughter's house in North Carolina at the time. And I was laying on a sofa, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I just woke up, and I started writing. And what made me really did, I thought about my granddaughter. She came in like around that time in the morning, and it reminded me of how I used to hang out at that time in the morning, too. And that's when it just hit me, a pregnant teenager, because I was at that time of my life. And I just wanted to talk about how I made it through, and it's just been nothing but the grace of God that saw me through.
Yes, awesome. Well, it's an excellent read, a great read. And what is the message, I guess, you have behind that? Because that is a major part of your story of making it through. You know, starting off, you had a child very young, right? And what were some of the things that you faced by being a pregnant teenager? What was it that you kind of faced along the way with that happening at that time?
Right. Well, basically, I was in high school, but I knew I wanted to graduate. So I continued. I graduated high school. I was living with their dad at the time. We was married after we had the child. I left home when I was 18, and I just been on my own ever since. And during that time, I just kept moving forward. You know, I knew what I wanted to do, what I wanted for my life at that time. And what really hit me, after I had my first daughter there, but the something is nothing but God talking to me, and he talks to us, and it's up to us to listen. So it was said to me, now, what if something happened to him? How are you going to take care of yourself and this child? Because, you know, I was just out of high school, so I was like, that is a good thing. You know, it's just dawned on me. What would I do if he wasn't, if anything happened to him? So I heard of this place. It's called the Opportunity Industrialization, where I took up a trade, because I had to be able to take care of myself and this little girl. You know, not that he wasn't there at the time, but, you know, we always need to be able to take care of yourself. Even if you have a spouse or somebody else that you're living with, you should always be able to stand on your own two feet. So I went back to school, got a trade, and I just kept on from there. I was always able to take care of myself and my kids.
Awesome, yes. And you said something key, you know, even though you were young and you had a child, you were motivated and you still said, you know what, I have to be able to do something just in case, right? And why do you feel that is important? Why did you think that was important? I mean, you being young, you knew, but you just, some people, you know, they don't think that way now, right? So why did you feel, what was it that made you feel like, gosh, this is important that I have this mindset?
Yeah, because it was about, and I'm going to tell you this, always make life personal. This was personal. It was about me. It wasn't so much about me and my daughter or me and my husband at the time, the dad. It was about me and what I wanted for my life. And what I wanted for my life, and would that help motivate me to move forward, to take care of myself, and therefore my daughter, my first one, and then I had another one about 6 years later. So I had two now that I needed to take care of. And I did, but in doing all of that, it was still personal because what about me? You know, I got two daughters. I'm going to take care of them. I'm going to bring them up to learn how to take care of themselves as well. And but what about me? You know, I always have to make sure, one, I'm taking care of me. I'm happy within. Happiness don't come with things around you. Happiness comes from within inside of you. That's true happiness. Definitely. And once you have that true happiness, then everything else can be added on. But nothing can ever take it away because you are you, and you have to make you personal. You have to fulfill your own dreams. You have to fulfill yourself. And when you do that, oh, you could just share it and spread it around the world and just share with everyone. That's why that's what motivated me to continue writing in my book because I made it personal. And I wanted to share it to let others know the importance of taking care of yourself, fulfilling your dreams. And I did each and every time. And by doing that, I was able to install that into my children and anyone else that I come in contact with and in reading my book.
Yes, because you do. You know, you share many different points in your life's journey, different things that you went through and how your faith, too, was a big factor, just leaning into God, helping you along the way. But he gave you that, that something inside you that said, I have to do this, right? And one thing I noticed, too, about your book, throughout your book, you have a lot of gratitude. You give a lot of you mentioned a lot of different people at different points in your life that have, you know, helped you in some way. And what I thought was unique, it was like, even in small ways, you know, these individuals along the journey, why did you feel that was important to share that, you know, and give so much, pay so much gratitude?
Because we, even though it's about ourselves and what we do, God always put people in my life to help me fulfill and to move forward in what it was that I had to do or what I wanted to do. It was me, but it was so many people that God did put into my life to help me along the way, either motivated me, showed me how important I was, loved on me. And when you have those type of people in your life, positive people, that causes you and help you to be positive and want to move on. So it's very important to give thanks to those that did help you along the way and to point it out that it wasn't just what I did. It's also those that came into my life that helped me to be and to move forward with my life. You know, even from my elementary school teachers to my high school teachers and even my college professors, you know. So, and also my pastors and my Bible study teachers. I mean, you're steady learning and learning, but, you know, you have to be able to accept that, what you learn, and make it into, to make it live, you know. It's just not just always reading something, or I say something meaning the Bible because that's what I did and that's what I had, and to live it out. I took God's words personal. Even today when I teach Bible study class, she asked me to teach my lesson. I love the Bible, but I make it personal. I take what happened back then and make it in revelation to what's going on in my life today. And that is the key, because your Bible is your basic instructions before leaving earth. And once you have that Bible and that factor in your life, that foundation, you can totally go through life how you need to go through. I call it the footprints in the sand. You read, there's something, some of that too in here. Because when you look back, when I look back over my life, it had to be nothing but God. And and if you read the poem, The Footprints in the Sand, it'll tell you, well, God, when I went through what I went through in my life, where was you? I only saw two footprints in the sand. He said, my child, that was me carrying you. And that's what God did in my life, you know. My dad died. I never knew my dad, and my mom died when I was young. But I had a heavenly father who really, really took care of me. Deuteronomy says he would take care of the fatherless and the widows. I took that to heart. I took that personal. He is my heavenly father. I said, Father, you take care of me. This is, even though I messed up, oh, girl, you know we mess up. We always go off the grid.
Yeah.
But he always brought me back. He was like, he'll spank you, too. Oh, I got disciplined a lot of times. But that was only to get my attention instead of bring me back straight.
Yes, very bad.
So,
Yes, it's so awesome because you do, you know, your faith, do you think that things that you went through, how you made it through, just continued to make you stronger?
Yes, definitely. And it didn't make me, it never made, you know, it's weird. I don't ever recall, no matter what I went through, and I went through some stuff, I never blamed God. I never said, God, why didn't you let this happen to me? That wasn't his fault. God was the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So when I messed up or stuff happened to me in my life, I didn't feel like it was God's fault. I just didn't. It hurt. Went through a lot of hurt and stress and frustration, but I just knew I reached out to God like you would if you know, when you get hurt or something like that, you go to your parents or you go to somebody for that comfort. I went to God for that comfort, and he comforted me because he's a comforter. He said, I tell you, you got to make it personal. He said he's a comforter, will comfort me. I go bring me, he says, bring your yoke to me. Bring it to him. Take it to him, and he will take care of you. He has. I mean, that's just how my life has been.
I love what you said. You made it personal because you viewed God as your father. So, you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, when they go through things, they blame God. You know, they get upset, and it's a natural emotion. They get upset, you know, they're going through and they're like, oh, my goodness, God, why did you allow this to happen, right? Would you say to young people who, or just people in general, who may be feeling like that, you know, because your thing was, no, this is my father. And I think because you said you made it personal, you went to him for comfort. Why do you think you never really looked at it the opposite way?
You know, I just never, well, for one thing, we have free will, and that's what he gives us. And when stuff happens, whether it's my doing or somebody else doing it to me, it's not, that was their free will to do so. When you have your free will, that's yours to do. And we can't, whether you do right or you do wrong, whether I do wrong or somebody do wrong to me, I can't blame God for that, because he's giving us the free will to do what we have to do or what we should do. Like I said, whether it's right or whether it's wrong. This, I have a poem that one of my best friends wrote about me, and it's in my book. Is it okay if I read it?
Yes, please do.
Okay. It says, Alice, strong black woman. With great heart, she lets down her guards. She loves so deep and tries so hard. With an optimistic outlook and trusting ways, she always believes things will be okay. When people disappoint her, as they sometimes do, her faith in God helps pull her through. She's tough and a survivor. She will persevere. Not even the devil can interfere. Proud and smart, brave, honest, and more. Beauty may be skin deep, but hers is to the core. Her forgiving ways make her God's own. When her work is through here, he will call her home. Stay strong, black woman, and rest assured your place in heaven has been secured. With great love, Deborah T. That was one of my best friends. And see, she wrote that about me.
Wow.
And what we have, this is what we have to do now. Others have to see Christ in you. So we have to live that type of life, that type of lifestyle, that when people do see you, they see God. They see the Christ in you. That's very important. That's very important.
Oh, beautiful and so amazing. And it's Black History Month. And a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful poem. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, one thing that even she mentioned in there for you was faith. And so it was something about your faith that they were able to see. And why would you say that that's important? I know you kind of said it, but just reiterate the importance of having faith and how that really helped you through your journey.
Well, it was visible. I mean, if I had not seen or have not experienced God in my life, then I wouldn't be able to have that faith. In all
that
I've been through, he's been there. I mean, he's shown me, you know, he's shown me that he's there in spite of all that I went through. He's always just showed up. He shows up and he shows out. Because I have that truth, that faith, and believe that he would. So it's just there.
And every time you just kind of, you know, when you went through things, the first thing that came up for you was, okay, let me believe God. Let me, you know, try and trust God. Because I'm sure there were times when you felt like, what is really going on right now?
Well,
right?
I'm gonna tell you, because there was times where I was going through, especially when I lost my job and I lost my house. I tried to sell it. No, I couldn't sell it. I didn't have nowhere to go, but I just kept, I just kept moving forward. I was like, things just went down, 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 down. But when it went down, 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 I just felt like I still got to keep going. And still would pray. I just kept moving forward. You know, I didn't always see or God being right there, because you know when you're going through this hard stuff, you don't really see God, but you still moving forward though, and He's still taking you through. You wind up doing things that you didn't even believe or you were capable of doing. So that's how I knew He was carrying me through. Because when I look back, I was like, wow, wow, all that happened, but look at me now. Look at me now, So if you think of Job, all that Job went through in the Bible, it can't even compare what Job went through. But Job kept on going, and he got even more. You know, your ladder will be your future would be better than your ladder. You know, His word is real. We just use it and say it and put it to life in your life. God's one thing God cannot do, and that's lie. He can't lie.
That's it.
His word is solid. You have to know it, and you have to believe it, and you have to live it out.
Yes, that's so good. And you've been through a lot, and, you know, with the being pregnant, having your girls, and you mentioned something, too, you know, with marriage. I wanted to talk about that just a little bit. I know that you have been married, and some people, I think you've been married, was it twice or three? This is your third time?
Yes, this is my third marriage. I'm going to tell you. The funniest thing, let me tell you now. When I first, my first marriage, which was with my girl's dad, we was teenagers. We lived together when I was in high school. I left home, and him and I lived together. But the funniest thing, my sister said to me, "He's not for you." I'm like, how can he not be for me? I didn't understand that. But I went on. You know, we had two kids, got married. 13 years later, we divorced. And then I went on. And then my second marriage, my brother said to me, don't marry this man until he stopped that drinking. And, you know, big old me, I drink too sometimes. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That was a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He was very abusive to me and my daughters. But once again, God saw me out of it. He saw me through. And the funny thing, I said to myself when I was a child, I used to say, marriage is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. But, hey, didn't happen to me. I didn't always listen to what God told me to do and how He brought my red flags into my life. But yet he still saw me through. You know, like I said, when we go down that wrong path, we fall and hurt ourselves, but you get back up and you keep on going.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. Some people don't, you know, you allow God to continue with love in your life. You know, you went through those things, but you now have your husband now, final husband, as you say in the book, but you shared those stories in there because a lot of people, you know, they've been married, may not want to continue or, you know, to get married again or what have you. And how would you encourage people who may be in going through different types of relationships like that? What would you say to them? Because you started.
I wouldn't encourage anybody to do anything that's not in their heart to do. I was just marriage was just better for me, I guess. in what I could say. I was the type of person that, I needed to be married, because when I wasn't married, not that I was loose or anything like that, but I had my share out there, you know. But being married always kept me a little bit more straight, as one would say. You know, I'm very friendly and I'm loving and I'm caring. Yeah. And my girlfriend said to me one time, my kindness can be taken in the wrong way with some people, because, you know, they might think that you like them or you're flirting with them, and I have totally no interest in them at all. But I'm a very kind and likable person. So, I wouldn't encourage anybody. I'd say to anybody, follow your own heart. And if somebody close to you and that you can trust say, don't do it, then don't do it.
Right.
I mean, that's with anything. You know, God even put people in our lives to tell us things sometimes. And if that's a person that you know that you can trust and that's looking out for you, then you can take, some advice. But it's still up to you to make that decision.
Right. Yeah.
Because, I was given advice, but it was up to me to make the decision on that advice.
Yeah. Very nice. Well, thank you so much for sharing. And where can people find your book?
It's on Amazon.
Yes, her book is Alice T. Nichols Carter. It is A Pregnant Teenager, How I Made It Through. Auntie, thank you so much for sharing just nuggets and wisdom and your story. You know, I appreciate you so much. And that beautiful poem just about faith and continuing to move forward. What are some last words you would like to say?
Believe in yourself, love yourself, and love others as God has loved you. Forgive yourself and forgive others, because that's what Jesus did for us all on that cross. Made it possible for us to be back in union with our Heavenly Father. For had not been for Jesus, where would we be today?
Where would we be? Awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys. Again, thank you for listening. This is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Have a great day.
Thank you.